Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What are the Patriots doing with the number three pick?
Oh, with the number three pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the New England Patriots will select Drake May. Big dice roll on a guy who could be Bledsoe someday. Less arm, a little faster, a little smaller, but all the poise, reliability, resiliency, and toughness you need. He'll be out there every week. I don't love it, but what are you going to do?
It's almost time. You heard Tommy Curran's pick on NBC Sports Boston. We'll talk to him on Friday, get his reaction to what the Patriots actually do tomorrow night. One day, Arcan, 5 hours, 58 minutes, 7 seconds, 6 seconds, 5 seconds away. Thank you, Ryan.
I can't believe we're really almost to the draft.
You like, can't?
No, I just didn't. It seemed like it was never going to happen.
Oh, it feels like we're there to me.
No, I mean, it's been a long time. It's just been so long that eventually you just sort of think of it as this thing off in the distance that's never going to actually happen. But now it's going to happen tomorrow. The NFL draft.
Yes.
Tomorrow. Patriots picking third.
That would be 1 hour, 1 day rather, 5 hours, 57 minutes and 40 seconds. 39. 38. I was just testing Ryan to see how quick he'd run back into the other room. Thank you, Ryan.
Think Mega will make it tomorrow?
I don't know. It's a good question. She self-proclaimed was 80% earlier today.
Right. 80% in the morning, it dropped down to like...
I didn't see a percentage.
I didn't see a percent, but it was, you know, it went down, and it had to have gone down. You don't go from 80% to empty chair without the percent going down.
80%, one would think that would be good enough to come in, but one would think wrong.
Cap.
That's Cap, Mego?
That was Cap.
I'll read the Slack comments.
Cap.
So that's apparently false. So we'll see. Good question. Is Mego going to be here tomorrow? I have no idea.
I don't know either. And I also, just for the record, people, I can't wait for RK. I don't believe in, like, karma. You know, I don't think that's, like, a real thing.
Mego might want to after this.
However, if karma did exist, wouldn't it look a lot like what's happening here with Mego not being able to answer the bell after ripping me for being sick? Wouldn't it look a lot like, I don't know, an extra day out with the norovirus? I feel like that, if karma was a thing, which I don't think it is, but if it was a thing,
yeah,
it would
right.
be, it would be very similar to what's happening right now.
Would they bring back another
so if the universe worked in that sort of way, it would look like this. That's all.
So no Mego today. She's out again. Again, what was the Twitch comment we got yesterday? She got a bad Mountain Dew, a bad case of the Mountain Dew.
Yes.
Is what she got.
The Mountain Dukes.
Why are you so obsessed with me all up in my George Foreman?
What was that?
I don't know. But anyway, not present today.
Cap.
Which means Arcand. No, that's the truth, Mego. That means more time to get in here and stretch our legs out on all of our draft thoughts. We'll welcome you at 617-779-7937. Plenty of lines open for you to get things started here today. On Jones and Arkin, no Mego. We'll talk to Alex Cora as we do each and every Wednesday at 2:30. So 25 minutes from now, a little baseball talk mixed in with a lot
of draft coverage today. We will get to the Celtics with Brian Scalabrine at 4:30, as we do every Wednesday. We'll mix in some Bruins thoughts as well throughout the course of the show. Some potential lineup changes are emerging at Morning Skate. They're happy to announce those. They won't do it with the goalie.
Nope.
But they're happy to announce everything else. So we'll get to the Bees as well. But our big question of the day, Arcand, up now, at Jones and Mego. You're on the clock at number three, because we're going to have a short program tomorrow, Red Sox Day Baseball. So this is our last real opportunity to get your thoughts out there, give our thoughts that we've been giving in dribs and drabs over the last weeks, months, you know, really going back to late in the regular season for the Patriots.
True. Since the Germany game, I
think. It's been quite a, it's been like a full season of 24. It's been a couple of seasons of 24 is what it's felt like. And maybe it did go back to the Germany game. You're on the clock at three. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels are gone. Is that fair to say? Caleb Williams is going one. The betting markets now reflect that Jaden Daniels is a heavy, heavy favorite going two. Maybe it's a team trading up for him, but he's gone. You're on the clock at three. What's your decision? Is it Drake May? Is it J.J. McCarthy? Is it Marvin Harrison? Or is it a trade? And if you want to weigh in, feel free. If there's something else you're considering there at three, I think I covered all our bases. May, McCarthy, Harrison, trade. What are you doing, Arcand?
I'm trading. I'm trading out. I don't like Drake May. I don't really believe in him. I don't think that he's the future of the franchise. I don't think he's going to have a great NFL career.
The room back there, Brian gave you an immediate thumbs down, and you just heard Ryan's stance. That was Ryan/Cartman on that.
Well, sorry, but I think if you can get multiple draft picks back, if you can still get one of the other quarterbacks in the first round, I'd be okay with that. I don't think that there's a big difference. I don't think Drake May is much better than Nix. I don't think he's much better than Penix. I don't really think he's much better than McCarthy, although I think I like him a little better than McCarthy. I think I like the two Pac-12 guys better than him. So I would trade out. I would use the capital to shore up the offensive line. Initially, I was thinking, like, well, what about getting Marvin Harrison and trying to get Nix in the second round? I'll just keep it simple here and go with one of the other wide receivers and try and get Nix or Penix later on in the round if you can, or in the second round if they're still there. Either way, I just think there's too much talent. I don't like Drake May enough to put all my eggs into that basket. I'd rather have more picks.
Okay.
And I'd rather have more shots at this draft.
So you're trading back. Let me just pepper you with a couple of questions here.
Sure.
So the Giants are a team that supposedly loves Drake May. And they might be looking to move up for him, potentially. Although I heard Schefter earlier today on Get Up basically said they're going to let May drop to them if he drops. If not, they're going to go a different direction. They're not going to move up. Minnesota is a team we hear about a lot at 11. The Raiders are at 13. The Broncos are at 12. How far back are you moving? How comfortable are you moving way back in the first round, or are the Giants more that territory you'd move to?
I'd move to the middle of the rounds. I would, because I think you could still be able to get one of those two guys I just mentioned there. I think Nix or Penix will still be available there. It may be wishful thinking on my part, but I also think with all the hype with these quarterbacks, some of them have to fall. Not every single one of them are going to go in the top 10.
So is Minnesota the team? Because then you have 11 and 23.
I would appreciate that for sure, and I'd also be open-minded to whatever Vegas, if they want to push it down to next year, if Denver has similar thoughts of that, if Minnesota wants to offer up one of their good players, or Vegas offers up Devontae Adams or something like that would also be things that I would take into account, and I would be happy to have that decision to make. But that's where I'd go with it. I don't like Drake May.
Can I just respond to the Devontae Adams, Justin Jefferson thing briefly?
Sure.
Because it's like, oh, well, if I could get a receiver like that, well, then, duh, I'm going to go do it. Except the team you're trading with is getting a quarterback, which means they look at it and go, they already have Justin Jefferson. And they go, if we have Jefferson and no quarterback, what are we going to do? Or the Raiders, they already have Devontae Adams. They look at it and go, well, yeah, we have Devontae Adams, but what's the point? We need a quarterback. And so you're just going to swap places with the Raiders? Are you jealous of what the Raiders are today? Devontae Adams and no quarterback?
I wouldn't say that.
Are you jealous of the Vikings with Justin Jefferson and no quarterback? Like, I'd take both those teams' spots over New England today. Of course, I would rather be them right now. But those teams aren't winning squat without a quarterback, which is why I don't care if you offer me Justin Jefferson. I don't care if you offer me Devontae Adams. I'm staying at three, and I'm picking Drake May. Drake May, I looked at this today. I've been doing some work on the Jones quarterback big board, and it's just research to enforce my big board because it has more integrity, I think, than any board out there. I mean, certainly.
Moxie draft.
Let me tell you, some of the boards out there have like 50 names on them. Okay, if you know who I'm talking about. Some of them have like 50 names on them. There's no integrity on that board. The Jones quarterback big board. I think there's been two moves. All football, go back to the beginning of last college football season. I moved Jaden Daniels up to three in late September when they lost to Ole Miss. I now know the day when I moved Drake May to the top of my board. It was November 4th. It was a loss against Washington. Caleb Williams goes up in the stands and sobs in his mom's bosom. And I said, I'm out. Not interested. Dropping him down to number two. I'd still take him. I'd still take him over Jaden Daniels. But I am not drafting him number one overall. Drake May has been the top of my big board since November 4th. And this is your opportunity to go get him. He might fall right into your lap. That's exactly what I want them to do. So you guys can jump in, 617-779-7937. You can also weigh in our poll question of the day, our big Q at 2, I should say. You're on the clock at 3. Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels gone. What's your decision? May, which is where I'm at. A trade, where Arcand is at. J.J. McCarthy, Marvin Harrison, also options for you. You can vote there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.